Hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, KXEI Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXEI. And today I'm here with Make Way for Books Executive Director Giselle Sosofsky, and she is also the co-chair of Read On Pima County, part of Read On Arizona. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Stephanie.
What is Read On Arizona?
Read On Arizona is our state's early literacy initiative. Over 60% of our kids, regardless of their socioeconomic background, are not reading at grade level. And that is an issue because if they are not reading at grade level after they've moved on from third grade, which is really when you're getting a lot of support to be a strong reader, it's very challenging to catch up when you're behind. That tends to impact high school graduation and long-term education attainment and workforce development. And, you know, we could go down that rabbit hole of all the different socioeconomic impacts. But Read On Arizona was established in order to really unify efforts that were happening across the state.
How does Read On Arizona work toward that mission and their goals in the state of Arizona?
There's certainly foundations or private organizations that are interested in supporting early education based on its impact on workforce development and all those other things I talked about. I mentioned before, you know, about the 60% of kids not reading at grade level. That's even more significant when we're talking about socioeconomic impact. So when we're talking about children that are coming from underserved communities or under-resourced zip codes across the state, only 27% of those kids are reading at grade level. Read On Arizona's shared goal is to have 72% of Arizona's third graders reading proficiency by 2030, and then 90% by 2040.
Can you please share one of the highlights of Read On Arizona?
Very recently, Read On Arizona just released to all of its partners a tool called Literacy is Key. And this tool and this initiative is really intended to help inform the state. So it has resources for decision makers, resources for the general public. We need collective effort so that we really hit this goal, right? This very attainable goal of ensuring that all of our kids are reading at grade level, because the world's problems are very complex and we need every mind to help us solve those.
Do you have any events or initiatives coming up for Read On Arizona, or specifically Read On Pima County, that you'd like to share?
We like to say, look at our website so you can find out what Make Way for Books is doing in the community. It's also going to be an important time for us as an agency because we want to get some books and resources out to families. So usually when they attend any story times, usually we'll get a free book. So hopefully folks can find out where we're going to be. But also, there is no doubt that funding scarcity is a real thing, with a lot of sort of volatility happening across the state and nationally, and that impacts education agencies like ourselves. And so we will have a push for monthly giving. And so I'd ask folks to keep an eye on that, whether it's on our site or through social media.
And how can people find out more about Read On Arizona and Make Way for Books?
Read On Arizona has a great website. It's just readonarizona.org. There's a lot of really helpful information about the issue across the state, as well as connection to different community partners that might be specific to the community that you're living in. So I would say readonarizona.org. And for Make Way for Books, just, you know, our website is always a great place, makewayforbooks.org.
Great. Thank you so much for being here today, Giselle, and sharing about Read On Arizona and Make Way for Books. Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.